Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because President Trump is starting to win some big cases there. And you see, Joe, in Illinois, where their Supreme Court voted 9-0 to keep Trump on the ballot there. 9-0. That was an amazing for a liberal state, for a blue state, wasn't it?
It was. And every once in a while, something good does happen. There are some people who still apparently realize the law has got, you know, they can't push it. They're pushing it too far, and the people are going to rebel. I think that's all it is. They're backing off a little because they're afraid of the backlash.
You know, Joe, we're watching, we keep seeing the invasion. We see all of these militants coming in. Joe Obama, bringing his militants, bringing these people into the country to try to overthrow our country. But on the southern border. But, you know, on the northern border, crossings in the last 3 months have smashed figures for all the previous years. Illegal immigrant crossing at the U.S.-Canadian border in the last 3 months exceeded the total number of crossings in both fiscal years 21 and 22, combined according to federal data update. Border Patrol recorded, these are the ones they found, 3,846 encounters of migrants crossing the U.S. illegally from Canada between October and December, according to data. They were a total of 3,154 encounters of illegal migrants at the border, northern border, and so in both those 2 years. So in other words, just in 3 months, there were 3,846. But prior to that, in the last 2 years, there was only 3,154. So they're coming in, they're really coming in fast and furious right now. And
it'll get faster as the weather warms up.
All right.
Better weather will bring a lot more from the north. I've got one story that every parent and grandparent out there has to hear. It's by Jim Hoff, Hoff at the Gateway Pundit. And it's a heart-wrenching story where Child Protective Services in Montana have been accused of forcibly transporting a 14-year-old girl from her family there in Montana, sent her to Wyoming for gender transition treatment, leading basically to a complete revocation of the parents' custody. The family is the Kolstads, Todd and Krista Kolstad. Their media representative had disclosed this story to the Gateway Pundit. And it started this real simply. Montana had passed a state bill 99, which banned the medical transitioning of minors. So how could this happen in Montana? And what it was this girl was taken to a hospital because there was something claimed that she was suicidal, and the police were notified. The parents were notified by the police that their daughter had ingested drain cleaner and had taken an overdose of ibuprofen. Well, nope, that was false. There was the hospital that they sent her to, no evidence of drain cleaner, no ibuprofen, nothing, negative toxicology report, so it was a fake setup. But anyway, once she got to the hospital, to make a long story short, did everything they could to promote the girl, say, yes, you want to be a boy, and we're for you, and, you know, everything happened real quickly. And so they tried to argue with the hospital that they're the parents. They didn't want her called by this other name. They didn't want, you know. And what happened is the girl, somebody talked to the girl quite a bit that was a pro-trans person. And she claimed that she was going to commit suicide again. So they whisk her off to Wyoming. And there in Wyoming, the daughter, the girl was subject to the transition, like chest binding and given birth control to stop her menstrual periods and started the whole process. And then the case even got worse, where they sent, the parents were putting up a legal fight, so they sent her to live with her biological mother in Canada that she hadn't seen for, what was it, 7, 9 years or something. She'd been an absent parent 7 years. And there she was placed in the care of Dr. Wallace Wong, a psychiatrist with a controversial stance on treating trans kids in foster care. And he promotes this drastic measures to shorten wait time for all the treatment. In other words, young, get them in, get them out, get them transed early. You know, the operations, everything early. So they are asking for help. They are trying to get a lawyer. They're asking for a lawyer that would help them pro bono. They're not a wealthy family. They've already spent all the money they have trying to get their child back. And they have a give, send, go. It's GBMG9. To anybody that's interested, givesendgo.com. And GBMG9 is the number, I guess, assigned to their give, send, go. But as I go through this, the system taught the little girl how to fight the parents, how to weaponize this hospital system. It wasn't the state that did it. It was the hospital staff, and it was all about, you know, they taught her, well, every time you want something, you know, you cry, you want to commit suicide, and you'll get what you want. So this is medical kidnapping, and their family said they only have a public defender, and his says, well, play nice with these people, you know, family, the CPS, the you know, Children's Services are real dangerous. Be nice to them. Go along with them. If this is happening in states like Wyoming and Montana, folks, it's going to be happening in your state, your backyard, and next month or next year could be one of your children, one of your grandchildren. They get brainwashed at school. They get brainwashed on the internet. And then they teach them how to use the system to what? Get away from you, the parent, and get what they want. It's kind of like the people crossing the border. The cartel gives them a list of all the things they're supposed to say when they get across. This is what you say so you can get in. This is what you say to get in to claim, you know, what is it, your refugee. And so they're training the children how to beat the parents. It's sickening, but this is our society today, and we better be aware how bad it is, how dangerous it is, and it's time, folks, that we really start putting our foot down. This is totally out of control. This is child abuse. It's kidnapping. This is big government taking over, and God help us if it really gets control.
Well, the good Lord has given us the opportunity right now to place up crowns in heaven by pushing hard back. Remember, he gave us three main missions. One, the first and foremost, the Great Commission, top one.
Right.
Going out there preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But two, from Genesis to Revelation, Joe, from starting with Noah, and then going to Shiphrah and Puah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel, Jeremiah, all of these, the heroes of the faith, Isaiah, they always obeyed God over the corrupt government. And Shiphrah and Puah, those two, they worked for, they were employed by the government there in Egypt, and yet they obeyed God. And God blessed them.
Disobedience there was a death sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And you saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they ended up in a fiery furnace, but yeah, they stood their ground. And so here today, You know, God has called upon us. You know, the corruption is so bad, and you've got these prissy preachers that don't have courage. They're totally without any courage, and they tell you, well, you're not supposed to resist the government. That's what Romans 13 says. No, Romans 13 says exactly what it means. And you know, Joe, for 25 years, I you know, because I challenged any three neo-evangelicals to debate me on that, because they're afraid. They don't have the courage. Well, what Romans 13 teaches, that legitimate government, we are to obey legitimate government, and it qualifies it. Right, very good. It qualifies it very, very clearly there. There's no stuttering taking place. And so this is our opportunity. Listen, God has placed us here. This is our opportunity to place up crowns in heaven. We're living in a time where the corruption is growing, and of course, our righteousness needs to grow every bit as fast. And so this is why, excuse me, one of the reasons I like tactical civics so much. And hold on a second, I've got to...
While you do that, I've got one more story for the parents and grandkids that I need to tell you. It's out of World News Daily, WND.com. I'm posting you nude, U.S. kids killing themselves due to sex torsion. American children are committing suicide because of sex torsion scams, according to a new documented study by Breitbart. And it's called the fastest growing crime targeting kids in Western civilization. And the study was by the Network Contagion Research Institute. And it described a cyber criminal organization in West Africa. Remember, now the world is, you know, right next door to you, known as the Yahoo Boys. And the members pose as young girls online. Then they coerce young boys or girls into sending them explicit images of themselves. Then they demand payoffs under the threat of widely distributing those images online to the victim's parents, family, friends, school. And it's shocking. This has been reported on Instagram, Snapchat, other places, but it's increasing. The damage is getting worse. And certain analysis said that this transactional crime threat is causing a number of deaths. They don't have solid figures, but they've got several cases of people being arrested. But and the Yahoo Boys were posting online training videos teaching others how to target and victimize teens and other vulnerable people. And they're like, one sent this one young girl sent or the young boy sent some pictures to this girl and wrote back, "How much do you have? If you're thinking of $200, forget it. I'm posting your nude and gonna make you die in pain if you don't." And it went on to describe how much they wanted from this teenager, far more than he had. He would have had to steal and do all kinds of things to get the money to pay these people. And if they couldn't get it, a lot of these kids are committing suicide. It's getting to be a dangerous, dangerous world for children. You need to limit contact on the internet. These places like Snapchat and places are full of dangers, folks. And now with artificial intelligence out there, there are going to be more and more scams, more and more fake things, and it's going to get worse, not better. Parental control, the only answer is parental control and talking to your children. And we're going to have to realize how dangerous this darn world has become.
Well, you know, it's what's happening, Joe, because of these smartphones, and all of these young kids have these smartphones now. And yeah, it's so easy, not just to send pictures, but actual video. And they're doing that thinking that the only people that is going to see it is who they're sending it to. And it don't work that way.
Apparently, the parents have not warned them, taught them, made it clear anything put on the internet is forever, and all kinds of people will see it all over the world. There is no more privacy, period.
And it's not just these kids. This is involved in a lot of these divorce cases because these women, married women, are sending pictures and video of themselves and thinking.
On the men too, Pastor. I hate
pardon?
To tell you, the men are sending what they call D pictures all over to other potential dates, they call it.
Men are sending nudes of themselves?
Yep. Married men even sending pictures of their sex organs to potential partners that want to cheat. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the same thing's happening there. It's all over. It's gone crazy out there from what I've been able to research. It's insane.
Well, the thing of it is it's causing, not only is it causing divorce, but they're being blackmailed.
Yeah, that's the other part. Mm-hmm. Crime increases, and I'm sure divorces and all kinds of pain and anguish. And is it really worth it, folks? All this... too much freedom, too much access. I hardly use my phone. I have one for emergencies, important calls. But I sure don't use it for all these just crazy sites.
Joe, don't ever send a nude to anybody, Joe. unless you wanted to really make them sick and scare them.
Well, I can do that with just, I have the face for radio, so all I have to do is send a headshot, and I can scare people. So, we don't need to go there.
And we're living in an amazing world, aren't we, Joe? Listen to this. Pope Francis says Africans are a special case in their fierce rejection of same-sex blessings, okay?
Blessings,
labels other opponents of small groups that must be ignored. Okay, so... globalist Pope Francis is trying to normalize his train wreck document, Fiducia Supplicans, that prompted negative reaction from hundreds of conservative bishops all over the world. While in Central and Eastern Europe, the idea of priests blessing sodomite unions was met with fierce rejection. Nothing compares with the earthquake that shook the Catholic Church in Africa. Being forever preoccupied with the political correctness of his every move, Francis decided to give African prelates some special consideration in the controversy that he created. In an interview published on yesterday, the Pope said that Africans were a special case in regards to the opposition of bishops and lay people to homosexuality. Except for the Africans, critics of Fiducia Supplicans will eventually understand it, he believes. In other words, they'll condone sodomy. He goes on to say, those who protest vehemently belong to a small ideological group. No, those that protest vehemently are called Christians, Pope, okay? Francis told Italian newspaper La Stampa, a special case are Africans. For them, homosexuality is something bad. Hey, Pope, you want to read this thing called the Bible here? The Bible. The Bible calls...
He can't read it in Latin.
I don't know, but he calls it the Bible calls it an abomination, doesn't he?
Sure does.
And that's not a good thing. But in general...
Like abomination is the smell of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. No, that doesn't sound real good to me.
So he goes on to say, from a culture point of view, they don't tolerate it. But in general, I trust that gradually everyone will be assured by the spirit of the Fiducia Supplicans Declaration by the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith. It aims to include, not divide, the Pope said.
Be inclusive, you mean like Islam, where they don't have problems with sodomy. They throw them off roofs, do other things. They generally kind of get rid of the problem that way. So they don't have much of a problem with it.
Right.
They just kill them.
remember, he's the one that said, this Pope is the one that said that, humanly speaking, Christ failed at Calvary. If Christ failed at Calvary, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters.
Nothing matters. It's all over. Yeah. He's about as wrong as... He's about as wrong as that one person that's writing these books about Jesus wasn't a Jew and there were no, you know, Jews in the world and all this stuff. So they ought to get together and have a party.
You're telling me. All right.
Hey, maybe they went to Ohio State. You know what they're doing just a little bit. February 11th through the 17th, that's this year, they're having a sex week there at OSU. And one of the events that you're going to ask the students to send Valentine cards to local abortion providers, and they have a complete class on warning students about going to pregnancy centers because those are horrible, dangerous places, those pregnancy centers. They call them dangerous anti-abortion centers. And they're having their student group, the Student Advocates for Sexual Health Awareness, took their student fees, and they're hosting bondage and S&M, sadism, masochism, kink, gender ideology, and all kinds of other fun stuff there at Ohio State. The classes on how to use sex toys and special kink activities and queer history, and one class, Good Vibes, Introduction to Sex Toys on the 15th, and on and on and on. It just gets worse as the week goes. And then they're having a special events in bondage, and rope will be provided at the class.
There you go, folks. Your tax dollars at work for you.
Work, yep.
And so,
and it's not just there, folks. Got stuff on the Harvard University has had one in October, November. Anal Sex 101, all kinds of stuff. University Louisville had the Anal 101 events there in November 2023, as well as a class on Christianity and sexuality. They don't go together.
That's what the Progressive Democratic Communist Party is all about. That is what they are. Now, but we want to praise the good Lord because you have colleges like Hillsdale. You've
yes.
got Liberty. You've got LaSalle. More and more Christian colleges are opening. And more people are refusing. Even some of the major donors that in the past, the big bucks boys, they're pulling their money away from Harvard.
Harvard, yeah, there's another one came out this week that makes about 6 billionaires that have stopped donating and wanted to go back to just teaching, you know, and teaching knowledge and truth.
Well,
interesting.
You remember
that'll catch on, that they'll actually teach real STEM issues and facts, not narratives, huh?
I'll never forget watching Nikita Khrushchev pull off his shoe, beat the top of the podium, and said, we will defeat you from within. We'll do it through your youth, through your schools, your colleges, your universities. We will give you dose after socialism until one day you awake to find out you are communist. And that was back in the days when the Jane Fondas, the Hillary Clintons, the Jerry Rubins, and all of these people, I remember very clearly, that was our day, Joe. And here, they've done it. They've gotten into the universities. Now, the good news is, as far as the schools, we're seeing more and more parents are taking the school boards back. That is happening more and more across the country. And that is some good news there. People are pulling their
children. Registration at Harvard is way down. There are a lot of people are choosing not to go there. There are a lot of people that planned on going to Harvard, and they backed down and went somewhere else. So they're voting with their feet like Americans should. And I'd like to see it where almost nobody wants to go to Harvard and watch the place fold for lack of interest.
Here in Ohio, these liberals have wanted to introduced legislation to pay children to go to school, see? And to justify this, One of them stated
years ago, and it failed years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, to justify this, one of them said, how are we going to teach them what gender they are or what bathrooms to use if they don't even come to school? Okay, right? But you see, to these liberals, Joe, they're clueless. The reason that so many people have pulled their kids out of the public school is for that very reason. And so there you go.
Oh, wow.
Do you think the economy's that good? Because, see, the Biden regime keeps telling us the economy's good. Therefore, he puts a freeze on all the natural gas projects, citing alleged climate change crisis and recent catastrophic weather events. And of course, they blamed it all on Trump. And so, on Friday, Obama and Biden put a temporary hold on the approval of both pending and upcoming requests to export liquefied natural gas from new projects, reporters reported. Do you think our economy is so good that we can afford to turn down business?
No, it isn't that good. And the other thing that's stopping this natural gas, Europe was starting to rely on us for natural gas because, one, ours is much cleaner than the gas coming from Russia. And, you know, with Russia attacking Ukraine, they were trying to wean off of the buying natural gas from the Soviet Union. So now if he cuts off our gas supply to Europe, it's being paused for review. They've said now it's causing global warming, transporting it. Europe's going to not be able to buy our gas, and they might have to go back to relying on Russia, which means they might not take a very strong stance against Russia. You see, this whole thing has implications all over the world, not just here in the U.S. And actually, to add to that story, remember Biden rolled out all those gas stove regulations and insisted that they weren't trying to ban the gas stoves? Well, if you read down through...
He's trying to walk that back now and said he never said it, huh?
Well, yeah, he said he's trying to say that, but he did. And what it is, they've made the restrictions so severe that the manufacturers claim they can't do it. The gas stoves have to use 7% less energy, and gas ovens have to achieve a 4% reduction in the energy use. And the manufacturers are going, these gas stoves, we've got these gas heaters now, like with zero, you can put them in the house, you know, don't have to have them vented, ventless heaters. I mean, they've gotten just about as down as far as they can go. And so what he's trying to do is regulate them out of business. He's not banning them. He's just going to make it impossible to have all the appliances meet the standards. So you can't buy a new appliance because they won't be able to meet the government standards.
Well, that'll be about as successful as the electric cars, electric vehicles.
Yeah, exactly. I think it might even be a bigger bust than the electric cars if that's humanly possible. But
yeah.
Anyway, I've got one. Oops, we only got a couple minutes right before break. One big story, but it's good.
Hang on to your story. We'll be back right after this with more.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father caused it for the Son to be redeemed.
When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And that is for sure. I can tell you what. Hey, Joe, do you know who Ray Lautenschlager is? Well, he wrote...
No bells are going off, no.
He wrote the Family Involvement Act. And he's going to be, Lord's willing, he's going to be here tomorrow with maybe Michael Meshick. And, you know, that because, Joe, listen, I was in the prison ministry for 50 years, remember? Well, we're still in it. I'm just not making visits like I did for 45 years on a regular basis. But one of the things that I ministered to hundreds and hundreds of inmates in those times, and we did death row for 45 years. And one of the things, Joe, that all of these inmates had, well, there were two things that they all had in common, mainly. One, fatherless. No fathers in the homes. No fathers in the home. And two, when they committed their crimes, they were either on alcohol or drugs or both. And so those two things were common with all of these inmates there. But again, like I said, the main thing, and that's what he's going to be talking about tomorrow, because the Communist Party, one of the main things they have, and I have a recording here, you know, talking about these feminists, and she is saying how that is their goal, to destroy the American family, to destroy the, you know, the family unit, because in turn, children over to be raised by the state. Remember what Hillary said? It takes a village to raise a child.
We were talking about cultural Marxism. I was teaching it 25 plus years ago that was what they were doing, attack the family, wanted to break down the family. And they said the quickest way was introducing sex to the children in the public school system.
Absolutely, and remember...
And they sure have been doing that, haven't they?
They certainly have. All righty, folks, I'm going to open the phone line, Joe, and well, before we take a
call...
Can
I do one quick story?
Yeah, let me give the number, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. So go for it, Joe.
For those of you, this came from thesun.com. That's a... British newspaper, thesun.com, 29 January, and it's called Brutal Trials. Horror pics show inside America's COVID lab, where monkeys and pigs are giving deadly diseases in Wuhan-like experiments. The lab is in Montana. And they are, this lab has ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The photos and footage were obtained by the watchdog White Coat Waste. White Coat Waste, you can look it up. And they show the pictures. They actually show them sedating the monkeys and the pigs. They're carrying out, they're infecting piglets with Ebola. They're affecting the monkeys with other pathogens. They describe the lab as a bioagent super lab. And Lassa fever, Nipah, plague, all kinds. And the facility is run by the National Institute of Health. Last year, the White Coat Waste Project, I think we did this on the radio, revealed the lab was experimenting with a SARS-like virus just before the COVID outbreak as part of collaboration with the, oh, you'd never believe, Wuhan Institute of Virology. There's some more in here, but I thought I would wait and ask Wendy Wednesday night. But, folks, we've got a big biolab here in America, in Montana, playing with things they shouldn't be playing as ties to the Wuhan lab. They were working, they claim they're not anymore, but they were experimenting with COVID viruses before the COVID outbreak here in the U.S. of A. And this is one of those little things they do not want you to know.
Joe, do you know what gain of function is?
I sure do. They try and make it more infectious. They try and make it hit people so that the people are more susceptible to getting it.
It's to take two or more viruses and combining their genetics to create something even more dangerous, even more lethal, even more contagious. And that's exactly what they did. And Fauci instructed them to do that. Mm-hmm. And he lied. He lied under oath to Congress.
And he funded it. And yeah. He gave your taxpayer dollars to help kill you.
And Rand Paul went after him big times. I mean, Rand Paul was right on the money. He had him. Now, we know, thanks to the release of the Twitter files following Elon Musk's purchase of the company, the mainstream media and big tech did not act alone in covering this up. In fact, many of their efforts to censor speech about the lab leak theory, lockdowns, the masks, the vaccines, the school closures, and a host of pandemic-related topics were directed by the FBI and the other intelligence agencies. In other words, the First Amendment was thrown out the window. We got to get
it back. It was the rule of law, and it was the Democrat Party, the deep state, and they use your own taxpayer dollars to fund Wuhan and the other research in America and other labs, like in Ukraine. There were two or three of these bio labs that we were funding in Ukraine that are in the middle of a war zone right now. Wonder what could go wrong there.
Yeah, you wonder, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Here you go. This is an article, Joe, by the Daily Mail. It says, bumbling Joe Biden says Donald Trump is the sitting president as a confused 81-year-old stumbles through an economic speech in South Carolina trying to shore up support for another term. During his speech, he ripped into Donald Trump and claimed his rival is the sitting president who wants to see the economy crash. And he's in the White
boy.
House.
We have a mentally deranged...
All right.
Evil.
We have some callers,
evil's
too.
Evil's bad enough, but when you have evil and dementia together, I've never seen anything like this in history.
Well, we have some callers, and I don't think they've got dementia. Who do we have?
Amber in California.
Let's go out to California. We have Amber. Hey, Amber.
Oh, hi, Pastor. I wanted to speak about what Joe had mentioned regarding the pulling out of the suitcases in Georgia. But first I want to, I do need to mention that I consider you, Pastor, a national treasure. you know, especially for the Christians, you know, and I mean, you're just so valuable. And also, Joe, your knowledge and especially on everyday events is just priceless. And you two together are such a dynamo duo. I just wish I had a friendship like that in my life. But I wanted to speak on the pulling out of the suitcases. I believe that was that mother and daughter, Ruby Freeman, I believe, the ones that just sued Rudy Giuliani for millions for defamation. And then also, I believe right after the election, Biden, the Biden administration gave them both the Medal of Honor. So I think that was all, they were all in cahoots, and supposedly they have a connection with the Fannie Willis, and, you know, they have all the Democrat lawyers defending them, and they sued poor Rudy Giuliani into bankruptcy.
Yeah, I know. Here's the
thing. Using your taxpayer dollars to commit crime, right?
Right.
Doesn't Biden, make you feel good?
Exactly.
Biden has actually said, and I heard him say, that he would stop Trump from becoming president again. He would stop him. In other words, you know, here, what this guy has done is unbelievable. It's like third world country out there. It's just, it's right out in your face. And the reason for this Trump derangement syndrome, again, is they know they have committed high treason. Joe Biden has committed high treason against America. He has opened the borders.
Yeah, planned everything. Yeah,
and let the enemy in.
And pre-planned. I mean, yeah. Even like the bombs, you know, that were supposedly planted on J6, that bomb that was planted there. You know, Dan Bongino's been talking about that and how that was all staged. It was the Democrats that, you know, planted the bombs there.
The whole January 6th thing was staged.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But, yes, thank you so much, and God bless you both and, you know, your whole team there. Wouldn't know what to do if anything happened to you all.
Well, thank you so much. You just made the day for these two old preachers, right, Joe?
Yeah, you sure did. It keeps us going. It helps keep us going.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
All right, who do we have next?
Vince in St. Paul.
Let's go out to St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Vince, you're in the air.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yesterday you shared some Bible verses on Revelation about the seven spirits of God, mm-hmm. and then you aligned that with being the Holy Spirit. And I've heard that before from other pastors and preachers, and I have to say that's not correct.
Okay, well, that's a whole message, and I've preached on that message several times. Okay, the seven spirits are contained within the Holy Spirit, but that's an entire message apart from what we were preaching on.
If you have an original King James with the Apocrypha in it, like they did 100 years ago,
I do.
It tells you who the seven spirits are.
Okay, well, it tells you in Isaiah, too, in different places in Scripture. But that's a whole other message. So we don't have time to get into a whole message tonight, okay?
Very well.
But someday I will probably preach on that again, okay?
And that all
will,
right.
And that will, then you can call in and we'll spend more time on it.
Very well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All righty. There you go.
We got Brian in Texas.
Let's go out to Texas with Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Pastor Arnie. How you doing, guys?
We're doing okay. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm so happy the gentleman before me mentioned the Bible, some Bible verses, and you mentioned Matthew 22:14. That's a really powerful statement. Pastor Ernie and Joe, the reason I called is this recent attack on U.S. soldiers that killed the three young kids. And, you know, I was looking at something a couple of weeks ago over in California. They, Los Angeles, these pro-Palestinians, they terrorized a national Vietnam veteran, World War One, World War Two, World War the Vietnam era, and there's over several hundreds of thousands of soldiers buried there, and the Palestinians defaced our flag. They spray painted the cemetery there, and it's a federal cemetery, National World War One, World War Two cemetery. And you know, now we got these soldiers that have been killed. And something else, Ernie, is the border. Our governor here, Greg Abbott, is fighting tooth and nail, him and Ted Cruz, and God bless them. And we've got all these people trying to, you know, oust him out. And, you know, you look at the situation that happened under this administration, and you look and you wonder, you know, would this would have happened under Trump? And now the federal government's got to go to these three families' home and knock on their door and tell them that they lost their children, you know, due to...
Well, you know, here's the bad thing, Brian. First of all, our daughters were never meant to go and fight in combat. Our daughters were never meant to be soldiers. And here, you know, two of those three were women. And that is just wrong. People... It's just not common sense. But, I mean, it's a shame that any of them got killed. But our, you know, again, the country has lost its mind. It's had a nervous breakdown. There's no common sense left in this government. And the same thing goes for the military, okay? When I was in the military and Joe was in the military, you did not see women in combat. They didn't belong in combat. They belong doing what they do best, is nursing and whatever. That's common sense. They weren't meant to be warriors. And it's really bad when to see them, what happens to them. It's, you know, and especially when they get captured by the enemy, it's even worse. But we've lost common sense.
One quick note for Joel is I wanted to ask you guys real quick, have you guys ever heard of Jalisco, the new generation drug cartel down there in Mexico?
Yeah, I heard the name, yeah.
It's a new cartel, and it's trying to stake out its territory, and it's using some high-tech weapons, and they've got it's a pretty nasty group, yeah.
That, yeah, is that correct? Is that the correct name, Joe? Is it Jalisco? How do you pronounce that?
I didn't know. I've never heard it pronounced. I've seen it in writing. It's something like that, yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, but this is, once again, you know, with the combination of events that are happening, why? We don't know who these people are that this Biden administration is allowing in our country. And it's, I'm going to let you go because you guys are tied up on everything. But once again, I appreciate you bringing up Matthew 22:14, guys. And it's very important we repent and turn away from our sins, because we're in those times and we're the Antichrist. He's going to take over and he wants to rock everybody in his rocking chair, and that's where he wants them. And you got to put on the armor of God and defeat this. So and stand up and fight. So
all right, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for being here. All right, we're out of time for tonight, and folks, we're at that time. Well, how much time do we have there? Okay, so we get to this time. And, you know, Joe, you know, we started out talking about God's Word, the Bible, how it was purified seven times, two, he makes the point that that it would be preserved, eternally, and then how also that for generations and then forever, ever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. That it's already been settled, that God's word would stand, that his people would get his word undefiled exactly the way he wanted them to. And then Jesus made it clear that heaven and earth will pass before his word. His word will never pass. So in that, this is what we base the message that we give on salvation every week on. Look, when you turn around, Joe, and you look at the entire universe, you look at this planet we live upon, you see how everything is set in motion, and how everything is held together, and that's we're held together in Christ. And this is what we base our belief on: the Word of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so there was only one person there in the very beginning. And Joe, he has given us a complete history, an accurate history of the beginning, of creation. He has told us exactly down through the centuries what would happen, how this world would continue. And it's happened exactly. Everything, 1,800, over 1,800 prophecies, Joe, over 1,800. And right now, we're at the very end of all of those. Those have all been fulfilled. There's a few left that have to be fulfilled with Israel, too. But that's it. And guess what, Joe? This is what we base the salvation message on. So you folks out there listening to us, when we're talking about this, this is reality. God's word is reality, okay? The world out there, that world out there, NBC, ABC, CBS, the media, Hollywood, that, okay, is not reality. That is symbolism. The word of God is substance. And so what I'm telling you tonight is, if you're listening to us, then, if you're listening to us out there tonight, and we're given this invitation, again, remember that we're just the messengers. I want to read you Luke 21:24. He says, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the non-Jews, until the times of the non-Jews be fulfilled in Jesus Christ." Well, we saw that happen, okay? And here now they've come back, and Israel has fulfilled the prophecies. They've come back. They have their land. And everything that God's Word, the Bible, said would happen, happened exactly, and is happening. And we know what is going to happen, okay? And God has said it's appointed to all men once to die and then the judgment. Once to die and then the judgment. And when you die, you're going to end up, you see, you're a triune being. You have a body, soul, and a spirit. You're an eternal being. And you will live and dwell either eternally in hell, where it'll be torment, or you will live in paradise in heaven. Now, God has said that. That is reality. And then the Lord Jesus gave you the opportunity to get out of hell free by praying to the Father, asking for forgiveness of your sins, asking the Lord Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, and becoming a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and then dwelt with the Holy Spirit. I would, if I were you tonight, go to the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and read it and do it. And so, well, we're at that time that we get to, Joe, every night at this time. That's when we say, good night.
Good night.
Okay. Then we say, God bless. Right?
Bless.
Then we get down to it when we say, always. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.